Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Daryl Peel talking wheat pasture in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
A big question for cattle producers this fall and winter. Will there be substantial numbers of cattle on wheat pasture in the Southern Great Plains? Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel says the answer to that question still has not come into focus, as there's some unknowns out there that are still being worked through given the uncertainty of the cattle market and getting wheat pasture fully up to stand, as well as the ability of cattle producers to be able to arrange financing for cattle here in 2016.
Well, you know, despite the fact that we got off to a pretty early jump on wheat planting and early emergence of wheat, I think the demand for wheat pasture cattle has been slower to develop. There are several reasons for that. On a physical level, one of the things is that producers are kind of waiting to see where they get. We've had some issues with army worms and other things that can wipe out a crop, and that's certainly been an issue for some producers. I think the bigger problem, of course, has just been that the beef market and the feeder cattle market in particular has really been running scared for the last several weeks, a couple of months. And so producers are kind of, really cautiously approaching this market. At some point, if we can establish a bottom and the confidence returns, there may be a fairly good buying opportunity given the weakness we've had recently in these markets. At the same time, producers, and in many cases their lenders, are a little bit nervous about jumping out there too quickly. So I think we're seeing some hesitation right now, kind of wait and see how this thing develops.
And Dr. Peel says it's a little less clear whether or not you can make money putting cattle on wheat pasture right now. He was a little more confident back late summer that it probably would work here in 2016, 2017. Now he's a little less certain because of several factors.
Well, that's obviously one of the challenges right now, is just to do the budgeting on where wheat grazing will turn out. Obviously, again, we've had persistently discounted futures markets for feeder cattle, mm-hmm. in this case, giving you little opportunity, that is to say no opportunity really to use the futures markets to lock in a margin on these cattle. It's a market that's really kind of lacking direction right now and running a little bit scared. And so I think if you look at today's price relationships for feeder cattle, it would suggest that there's a pretty good value of gain offered in the market right now. But it's hard to take the sell part of that margin equation out to the end and know exactly what to expect for it at this point.
Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel on the challenges of putting cattle on wheat pasture here in the fall of 2016. Can you make money on those critters or not? You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbor, you are invited to Chris Black's annual Cream of the Crop Fall Sale coming up at the ranch, Crawford, Oklahoma, on Monday, October 24th at 1 p.m. They'll be offering 120 bulls and 70 spring calving heifers. For details on the complete offering, you can go to the website blackherfordranch.com, see the catalog and additional sale information. You can call Chris Black for more information at 580-309-0711. Chris Black's Cream of the Crop Sale, Monday, October 24th. Previous Beef Buzz shows up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Check it out. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.